The Epilogue. The Declaration of Universal Rights and Responsibilities of Freedom. Beginning with a quote, by Thomas Combechance. Just cause a buys from Newfoundland don't mean he can get himself ashore in a rowboat. When, in the course of events, it becomes necessary for people to acknowledge and affirm the responsibilities and rights that have connected them one to another, and to assume among the people of Earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's goodness entitle each of us, a decent respect for the good of humankind requires that we declare our cause, that impels us to assert the rights and responsibilities of us all, so that they be known by all, expected by all, and accorded to every last one. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, and that we are all endowed by creation with certain unalienable universal rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They include respect and security of our person, access to food, clothing, and shelter, access to the tools of self-improvement, to health care, to basic capital, and to justice, and the right to a healthy environment. This shall be our duty and our fortune, to accord universal rights to all, and to do all other acts and things required by our responsibility to all for their freedom. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of universal providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. So help us, goodness.